This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, with an emergency update to all Health Ranger store customers. This is being sent out just to our customer list, but it's also a public information. It's okay to share this with others. I'm working here to give you an update on the extreme difficulties of operations that we are facing due to this coronavirus. It's affecting supplies of raw materials, and I'll give you some specific examples of what's happening. It's affecting personnel. We are having difficulty. Some people, I've even heard from one of our employees recently that they had to leave. This is someone in purchasing. They had to leave because they needed to go take care of a family member in a different city that can't be by herself when the pandemic arrives. So we've lost, or we're going to lose that person for that reason. There's also, right now in Central Texas, there is a labor shortage, which will be resolved, by the way, as soon as the wave of bankruptcies that's coming strikes many companies around the world. There will be a glut of labor. But right now, at this moment, there's a labor shortage. And then on top of that, there is a general, laziness among American workers who are afraid of work. But that's been a cultural thing that's been present for a long period of time. However, it does make our operations more challenging. The other thing is we know that quarantines are coming. And this means that we are not sure whether UPS or FedEx or US Mail, we're not sure how or if they're going to deliver to quarantined cities, especially as those cities are looking to be in California. We have early indicators right now from our sources that there are, well, probably over 4,000 infections in America right now. They haven't yet been tested because the CDC has withheld testing permission from labs all across the country for the last 3 to 4 weeks. That permission is now being granted so that labs can start testing Americans next week. I'm recording this on Friday. And what is today, the 28th or 29th, something like that. So next week, you're going to start seeing large numbers of confirmed infections. So here's what I think you would want to know as a customer. Number one, if you've placed an order with us, your order is secure. It is in the queue. We've had a huge surge of orders for these N99 masks with the eye shields. I want you to know that we have nearly all of those masks in stock. The only ones, I think there's a shipment of 10,000 that is arriving in a couple of days. They're made in America. They're shipped from America. And that last 10,000 masks is on UPS freight on pallets with a tracking number coming to us in a couple more days. So we expect to receive that shipment sometime next week, maybe Wednesday. And we will, of course, turn those orders around and get them to you as quickly as possible. We have extended our estimated ship time for pre-orders placed now to, I don't know the exact date, something like March 10th or something, because we do not know if we can catch up with the orders that we already have. And we're really working to be as accurate and as transparent with you as we can. We want you to know it's going to take us time to fill these orders. And for the reasons I just mentioned, we've got labor shortages, we've got a surge of orders, and we've got logistics problems. However, you will get the product from us that you've ordered. If you don't get the product, you will be refunded. And also, if you request a refund, you will be refunded. So if you, let's say you ordered a mask or 10 masks, and maybe you lucked out and found a local source where you could get those masks. So you bought those and then you want to cancel the 10 that you bought from us. You can totally do that. We, of course, honor that. We always have. So if you want to cancel an order, that's fine. There's 1,000 more people in line who want those masks. We don't have any problem selling them. Our only problem is actually getting the orders filled. If you do not receive the product because there's a quarantine, which we hope that doesn't happen, but it looks likely that it will happen. If you don't receive the product, you will be refunded. So rest assured, we have your interest in mind. If there are quarantines, if UPS starts even quarantining packages, guess what? We eat the loss, not you. Yeah, we eat the loss on that. But actually, all of our packages are insured. So I guess ultimately, we don't eat the loss anyway. We file insurance claims for it, but you know, there's paperwork and all that garbage. But the important point from your point of view is that you do not take that risk. You either get the product or you don't pay for it. The second thing, food supplies. Oh yeah, and vitamin C. I got to tell you about vitamin C. So I interviewed a guest called Dr. Thomas Levy when I was hosting the InfoWars show. What was that? Was it yesterday? Yeah. Gosh, how time is so compressed right now. It's crazy. Yeah, I interviewed him yesterday, and he's an expert in vitamin C. And I've been hosting the InfoWars show all week because Alex Jones has been gone. He's been in somewhere on the East Coast with the CPAC political conference, reporting from there and doing interviews from there. And he interviewed Roger Stone's personal attorney and things like that. So I'm the coronavirus expert, or I guess you could say the health sciences expert for InfoWars. And so I've been hosting all week. And I interviewed Thomas Levy, Dr. Thomas Levy, orthomolecular medicine expert. Interviewed him yesterday, and he was talking about vitamin C. Next thing you know, I didn't even plug any vitamin C. I didn't even mention Health Ranger Store, not once, during that entire interview. And next thing you know, all our vitamin C is gone, just totally sold out, which actually kind of surprised me. I didn't realize that enough people were connecting the dots on, you know, vitamin C, immune support, you know, just overall immune function versus what's happening in the world today. I did not anticipate that we would sell out all the vitamin C. Well, so I called my product acquisitions team, which is short-staffed for the reason I just mentioned, or about to be. And I said, look, I think we better order 5,000 kilos of buffered sodium ascorbate. Because I mean, look, we just sold out of this, and people recognize how important vitamin C is for immune function. And I think there's going to be demand. And, you know, we've got the non-China supply of this stuff that's made in the UK. And if people want this, you know, we're doing the lab testing. Let's provide it to them. You know, we have fair pricing. We don't do any price gouging. I know there's a lot of other people out there price gouging on masks and, you know, other random pandemic supplies. We don't do that crap. First of all, that's just unethical. That is immoral in my view. Now, there's some prices that are slowly going up, like our food buckets have had to go up, but that's just a pass-through of the increase in prices of the raw materials. Price gouging is when somebody says, oh, now it's 10 times more expensive. You know, that's price gouging. That's insane. We don't do that. Unethical. So I called and said, look, let's get 5,000 kilos of sodium ascorbate. And we checked with our supplier. And wouldn't you know it, all of the sodium ascorbate is sold out at the commercial supply level. So we can't even get it. But we put in the order. We don't know if it's ever going to get filled. And it's not, you know, you would think, well, how can China disrupt that when that vitamin C is not from China? Well, what's happening is all the other suppliers that usually buy from China are now going with non-China sources. So they're buying up the supplies that we normally buy. So now you're having this shifting in demand that's creating extreme shortages and scarcity in the areas where we normally acquire our supplies. It's happening with food as well. I'll talk about that in a minute. The good news is we were able to get 5,000 kilos of straight up ascorbic acid. So ascorbic acid is on the way. We've got 5,000 kilos of that, which is, of course, over 10,000 pounds. That's a lot of vitamin C. I don't think we normally order that much, but we're doing it now because I don't know when we're ever going to be able to get more. Now, ascorbic acid, this is non-GMO, China-free, you know, non-China, It's lab tested for heavy metals and microbiology and glyphosate. Of course, all those things are basically zero with vitamin C because it's not an agricultural, you know, it's not like a food crop or something. It's not an herb. You know, ascorbic acid is a very, very pure, very clean substance. Now, some people are sensitive to the acidity of ascorbic acid. For those people, it's very simple. You can take a pinch of baking soda or sodium bicarbonate. And what that does is it kind of creates the same effect as sodium ascorbate, which is the buffered form of ascorbic acid. So again, just use a little bit of baking soda, even a small pinch, or if you have baking soda in capsules, just take one capsule with vitamin C, and it completely neutralizes the natural acidity of the vitamin C. So that's a little tip for you there. So what I like to do is I have capsules of baking soda, you know, sodium bicarbonate, that some people like to just buy those and use them as antacids because they do neutralize stomach acid. We don't sell sodium bicarbonate, by the way. It's dirt cheap. You know, it's like the cheapest thing in the grocery store. It's on the bottom shelf, Arm & Hammer baking soda. You know, you can buy that stuff. I think commercially it's like 20 cents a pound or something, but in the grocery store you might pay a couple dollars a pound. I don't know. It's dirt cheap. You take a little bit of that with ascorbic acid and you've got neutral pH. So super simple chemistry that you can do. It's good for you. All right, let's move on to food supplies. So we're having extreme challenges now acquiring food. This is exactly as we warned. We knew this was coming, but it's still very, very difficult for us. We are putting together Ranger buckets. We may only have a few hundred, even after we get this last ingredient nailed. We you know, because the Ranger buckets have so many different ingredients that go into them, we are having difficulty with one particular ingredient. We just ordered, I don't even know how much, maybe 20,000 kilos of different foods. I don't know the exact number. It's a lot. It's a lot of pallets. It's like a full, you know, truck rig, 18-wheeler coming in with loads and loads of pallets of different grains and things like that. We were able to get all those. That's good news, and it might be some of the last food that we can get. So we've got, you know, tens of thousands of pounds of different things. We may never be able to put together a Ranger bucket again, because I'm not sure we can always get every ingredient that goes into it. The supply lines are collapsing. So we may not be able to offer Ranger buckets after the next couple of weeks. Instead, we'll be offering what we call the mini buckets. The mini buckets contain typically, I think, five vacuum packs of one particular grain. Like you can get a mini bucket of oats, or a mini bucket of cashews, for example, a mini bucket full of lentils, you know, different things that we offer that usually are combined in the Ranger bucket. Now they will be offered in the mini bucket since the Ranger bucket supply line is apparently collapsing. So you could sort of assemble your own variety pack of by ordering different mini buckets, but it's pretty clear to us that the mini buckets are going to be sold out very soon. We did a story this morning about Hawaii. The shelves are stripped bare in Hawaii of toilet paper and hand sanitizer and things like that. And as soon as the labs start cranking out coronavirus infection confirmations in places like California, then all the masses that I've been warning you about for the last, you know, X number of years, all the sheeple are going to suddenly realize, oh my God, this is real. We better start buying some food. And when that day happens, then, you know, basically it's over. You're not going to be able to get anything anywhere, not even with us. We're going to get backlogged and we're just going to have to probably just stop taking orders. Just like shut down the store while we process the orders we have. So my sad prediction for today is that the Health Ranger store will have to temporarily suspend all new orders at some point just to be able to handle the orders we have. It's very clear to me that day is coming. It's It's a sad statement of where we are in our world. It's something that I've seen coming. I've known this day was coming. You've heard me talk about it probably 100 times in these podcasts if you've heard these. By the way, you can hear all my podcasts at Brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report. You can also hear my podcasts at naturalnews.com. And now pandemic.news is a new place where everything related to the coronavirus, maybe even this podcast, will be posted there on pandemic.news. But I've seen this coming, and I do want you to know that we have operated our everything, our store, our publishing, we've operated in a very financially conservative way. So we are not leveraged, and we do not owe any money to any bank or any investor or anything like that. So there's good news in this, which is that if we have to temporarily suspend operations, we are actually doing fine. You know, we can do that because we don't have big fixed overhead like a lot of people do. So we're gonna make it through this. I just don't know whether we're gonna be able to get you any food in the meantime. That's what I don't know. I don't know how long we can continue to ship because I don't know how long we can get supplies. I mean, if we have it for sale on the site, we got it. But there's going to be a day where everything's just sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out, sold out. And that's it. That day is actually almost here. I can see that happening within, I don't know, a few weeks. I guess we'll have to wait and see. Now, finally, the last point, and then I'll wrap this up. The last point is that if there are quarantines in U.S. cities, such as Los Angeles or Seattle or whatever is going to get locked down, probably those two cities, maybe San Francisco, maybe Sacramento, then it's very likely that we won't be able to deliver packages, or because UPS doesn't deliver, or FedEx, all the carriers will not deliver. Now, I don't know how this works because we've never faced a situation like this before. And I don't know that UPS has made any public statements about this, but it seems pretty likely that it's going to be basically freaking total chaos in the package delivery business. Like worse than any Black Friday, worse than any Christmas season. It's going to be package hell across America, which means everybody's going to get their packages delayed if you're in that quarantine city, which means that we're going to have a flood of people calling in complaining to us, probably complaining to us because UPS is holding onto their package in some quarantined distribution hub in Sacramento or somewhere. And I'll just tell you right now, it's not our fault. We're not holding your package. The carriers are holding your package. If they hold on to it for some period of time, I don't know what that cutoff is going to be, but at some period of time, obviously we'll refund your money and we'll make a claim, an insurance claim on the package. I don't know what that time is, but we're going to be very reasonable about it. We're going to protect your interests and we'll fight it out with UPS, but believe me, it's going to be total freaking chaos nationwide. So there may be a day where we stop taking orders that ship to Los Angeles, or a day that we stop taking orders that ship to Seattle, for example, because if we know that city's under quarantine, we have a responsibility to not even initiate that order. And that's even assuming that the store is even taking orders at all, which is highly questionable given what's about to happen. So if you are in Hawaii, California, Oregon, Washington right now, if you ever want to receive anything from us this year, you probably ought to order now. And in some cities, it might already be too late. I don't know. And believe me, we don't need your order. We're already backlogged to insane levels, and it's going to be delayed. Even if you put your order in today, it's going to take longer now than it has ever taken. So I want you to understand that. But right now, I have to urge you, if you can go out to a local grocery store and get more food there, you should do that. Even I'm doing that. There's a lot of things that we don't sell and things that are much more efficient to get locally, such as jars of peanut butter, bottles of olive oil. What's the name in California? James Stewart's company, Oliflix. Olive oil, they ship out of California. You might be able to get his olive oil pretty quickly. And by the way, we've lab tested that for glyphosate, and it's all clean. It's good olive oil out of Spain. He's got a supply. I think it's called Oliflix, O-L-I-F-L-I-X, if I'm remembering that correctly. Check out his website. But just go out to the grocery store. Go get yourself some olive oil. Get yourself peanut butter. Get yourself butter. You know, if you're someone who eats butter, get all this stuff. Make sure you have a water filter. Anyway, look, whatever. The bottom line here is we saw this coming. We are financially in very good shape to handle major disruptions, but we can't control supply lines and we can't control delivery. So we're gonna try to navigate this as best we can, but there's also a day probably where we have nobody coming to work because there's a quarantine in, let's say, Austin. And if there's a quarantine in Austin, we're probably shut down. Just letting you know. And I don't know how long that's going to be. Might be a month, might be 3 months. I don't know. This situation is bad. It's actually way worse than anything I said. I mean, I've been proven probably the most correct person in America in terms of what I was telling you was going to happen a month ago. And I even had some of my own fans like screaming at me, "You're spreading so much fear," when I was just reporting mathematical truths, you know, because people just don't want to be afraid. They don't want to face it, the reality of what's happening. Truth is, I undersold the severity of this outbreak, you know, and I was the one the most accurate about what's coming. But people don't want to hear it. People just, I don't know. Everybody's triggered now. We live in this weird age of coddled emotions. And so I didn't even say everything that I knew. I can tell you right now, there's over 4,000 infections in America right now today, as of the time I'm recording this. And that's going to probably double to 10,000 plus, you know, 8,000 to 10,000 over the next week or less. So here we are. I'm probably also the only online retailer like this that's just laying it out for you. Here's exactly what we're facing. Here are the difficulties we have. We have personnel difficulties. We have supply line difficulties. We have carrier delivery difficulties. We do not have financial difficulties. That's the one thing we do not have, thank goodness. But we are also almost out of space in our warehouse. We were, in fact, in the process of building another 20,000 square feet of warehouse. I mean, that project's already begun, but it's going to take months to complete. So I don't even know what kind of construction disruptions are coming. But we're working our tails off to try to get you these products that you need. And I'll be upfront with you about where we are with everything. Right now, if you order now, whatever you're ordering, whether it's iodine or I think we're out of vitamin C, but we've got Super C berry mix. We got a berry mix that's really good. We've got camu powder that's naturally high in vitamin C. We've got stuff like that. I think we've got vitamin D still, maybe at least for today. If you want to order those things now, you're going to get those fairly quickly unless quarantines are announced next week. But the window of opportunity to acquire these items is slamming shut. It is collapsing by the hour. I'm just being upfront with you. There might be a day where the only thing you can get from me is a podcast, no products. that day's probably coming. I'm sorry to say, it's probably coming. So get prepared. Get prepared locally. Do what you can. Be on the lookout for signs of what's coming. Don't waste your time trying to educate other people, because they're clueless and some of them are already dead, frankly. If they don't get it by now, they're lost. You can't waste your time arguing with idiots. You should spend your time buying supplies at a local grocery store, or God forbid, if you don't even have a firearm yet, because you've been waiting for that sale on the Glock or whatever, you're just about too late. You better go out and get yourself squared away right freaking now. I'm not even kidding. I'm not joking. Get squared away now. This is Mike Adams, Health Ranger, founder of healthrangerstore.com. I'm going to send you my prayers. I appreciate your prayers and your support. We will be here for you every day that we can, but we have to deal with reality. And the reality is the supply chain is collapsing. The what's called supply chain Armageddon is here now. A wave of bankruptcies is coming. The coronavirus is exploding all over the world. It's in Nigeria, it's in Mexico, it's in Brazil, it's in California. And we can't control those factors. So we're going to do everything we can. Thank you for your, thank you for all your support all this time. And we will do our best to keep you informed. Prayers all around. God bless you. Be ready. Thank you for listening. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.